You'll follow the ridge as you follow your dreams. Untethered, you'll fly like you couldn't with me.
Thank you. Up with that coal miners theme, that's Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners with a song called North Star. When I first heard this, actually, I thought it was City and Color and had to Shazam it, but it is not. They are a very cool band from Colorado. Really cool indie scene there. And there's actually a movie called Lovers, and it's really interesting. It's an indie film that sort of explores the indie rock and roll scene there in Colorado. It was directed by Taylor McFadden, and I got to see the movie at the Denver Film Festival about a year and a bit ago. And Richie, Mitch, and the Coal Miners are one of those bands that is part of that scene. So check them out when you get a chance. Before that, brand new music from Kaylee Jade and the single Never Come Home Again. Kaylee won the Indigenous Songwriter Award at the Canadian Folk Music Awards last year. So congratulations to Kaylee Jade. Oh, wait, sorry, it was 2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago, I think. Don't quote me on that. She did win it, though, in one of the 2 years that has just passed, okay? More new music for you. Once a Tree is Back. Jay Lee and Hayden Wolf, who began their folk music career back in 2012 by winning a songwriting contest. They were also married in the same year. They're from BC. And Jay Lee actually went off on her own for a little bit and did a solo record, which garnered her a nod for the Junos in the contemporary Indigenous category for the song Child of the Government. Here they are with a brand new track. Really love this one. Vampire Girl. Here it is on the jukebox.
Please, won't Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
That's a track called Look What You Did by Montreal's Ribbon Skirt from the album Bite Down. That is track 8 on that album, and it was released on Mint Records. This is post-punk, raw, and it features really cool guitars, driving rhythms, and lyrics that explore love, grief, and indigenous heritage led by Anishinaabe vocalist Tashina Boswa. Lovely stuff. We've got Wilco coming up from their Grammy Award-winning album Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. I Am Trying to Break Your Heart. Cool story. I actually heard this way before it came out. Jay Bennett produced my old band Stegger Crossing's second album last summer when we were famous. And when he was, you know, vying for the job, he ended up sending all these CDs and tapes to my address. My personally mailed them to me. It contained the entire Yankee Hotel rough mixes that never got to see the light of day until, I guess, recently. But I got to look for that stuff. I have some of that stuff on a hard drive somewhere. And I really need to find it because it's pretty magical. REM is on the show as well with Turn You Inside Out from Green. That album came out in 1988. Shiny Happy People's on that, but Turn You Inside Out is my favorite. Now we're going to play something from Nunavik, The Fog, a brand new single by Beatrice Deer. This came out in January. It's on her brand new album. It's her 8th studio album called Inuit Legend. And it's set for an April 3rd release on her own record label, produced by Mark Wheaton and Chris McCarran, who also played bass and guitar on the record. I hope that you enjoy this as much as I do. Here is Beatrice Deer, The Fog, on the Jukebox.
Thank you. This is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Circling silently above the earth on broad black wings, vultures need little introduction. We know them as nature's cleanup crew, dining on dead and decaying animals. A unique range of adaptations means they can feast on what's off limits for many other organisms. By the time vultures make a meal of carrion, bacteria have already started the process of breaking down the carcass. This releases chemicals that are toxic for most creatures, but not the vulture. Like us, they have bacteria on their skin and faces and in their intestines. But theirs are heavy duty, flesh-eating fusobacteria and highly toxic Clostridia, to name but two. Once the dead flesh is ingested, immensely powerful acids in the vulture's gut begin digesting the flesh so thoroughly that they even destroy the prey's DNA. But this dynamic digestive system destroys only some toxic microbes. It filters out others and concentrates them in the intestines. Vultures not only tolerate this deadly bacterial brew, but appear to put it to work, extracting nutrients from food. In other words, they use bacteria from the food they eat to help them digest the food they eat.